talk about the 3 weeks a little bit tonight. Start, just, you don't need a Gemara, but the Gemara in Yuma says, by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Omar Yish Lakish, B'Shah Shenichnesu Nachrim Laheichal, when the Nachrim, the Rishoyim, when they came into the Heichal, Ro Kruvim, they saw the Kruvim, Hamu'urin Zeh B'Zeh. They saw them that they were connected to each other. Rashi before says, Lashon Mu'urim, Lashon Dibuk, Kamoi, Ilan, Shenefeshes, Mu'ur, Beklipa. It's a Lashon of that they were hugging each other. They were Dovuk. The obvious question, the Churban Bayis. The Gemara Bava Basra tells us, on that Tzadi Tes, that when the Rebbeinu Yishalom was happy with Klal Yisrael, the Kruvim were hugging each other. They were looking at each other. They were hugging each other. And Klal Yisrael was not happy. When the Benjamin was not happy with Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael were sinning, then they were facing away from each other. So what's shot by Churban Bayis that the Goyim come in and they see, look what's going on over here, that they have these Kruvim and they're hugging each other. So the Rebbe Magash, according to Rashi Mikubetza, says, is to show the Goyim that the Benjamin still loves Klal Yisrael. Tonight we'll learn a little bit of a hashkafa understanding of what happened by the 3 weeks, of what the Churban Bayis is about and what we should be thinking about. I happened to see this last night, a hafudah in Yeshiva Shalom. We'll go through it, we'll go a little bit off topic. Amru Chazal, B'shoah shenichnesu ha'ivim leheichal ro'u ha'kruvim ma'urin zeh b'zeh. When the enemies came into the heichal, they saw the kruvim, they were hugging each other. L'chayr tamu'a ma'oid. It's a pella. Da'arei dover zeh ma'ira al goyd la'havas Hashem Yisrael. This shows that they were hugging each other, shows the love that the Rebbeinu Shalom has for Klal Yisrael. Kedi Isa b'chazal, shebizman sheyisrael oisim ritzayin yishlom akoyim, when the Klal Yisrael do the will of the Rebbeinu Shalom, ha'kruvim p'nehim ish alachiv. They're looking at each other, the kruvim. U'ma'urin zebazan, they're hugging each other. Bizman she'ein yisrael oisim ritzayin yishlom akoyim, p'nehim alabayis. They're facing the wall, they're turned away from each other. Ve'eich b'shas ha'churban, sheyisrael oyhoyu b'dargis oisim ritzayin yishlom akoyim. Obviously, there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, Klal Yisrael were not doing the Rasan Hashem. So how could it be? Ha'yakuv Morin Zebazer. It doesn't make sense, he says. Oy Matzina Medrash Pliya. Boyev Yisrael Pashas Muva. Boyev Yisrael Pashas Drachim. Allah Pasek Kara Elay Moyev. We call Tisha B'Av a Moyev. Unbelievable. Tisha B'Av is a Moyev. There's no Tachman. Where does this dichotomy come from? We mourn, we're supposed to mourn, and we hear schmoozing about how we have to work on ourselves, that we should feel the Churban, and unfortunately we become cold and disconnected that we don't feel the Churban, and then it's called a Moyed, it's a Yom Tov. We have Pesach, we have Sukkot, we have the Shavuos, and we have Tisha B'Av, a Moyed, no Tachnun. What's going on? When it says in Eicha, Kol Roj Fei Yisugu Abayin Amitzorim, the beginning of Eicha, it says, Shakol HaRoidev Mavakish Lahasig Is Hashem Yisbarach Ulus Karabe Lav Yisbarach. Whoever runs after the Rebbeinu Shalom now in the 3 weeks, he tries to find the Rebbeinu Shalom, to seek the Rebbeinu Shalom and come close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Misugul Lahasig Zayt Mein Amitzorim. It's Misugul that he's not going to find the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now is the time, we have to realize that. A school, you know, we've been video on the school. Here's a school based on Pasuk in Eicha. He gives a mashal, derech mashal, l'melech, kasher hu nimtze v'beisoy, v'soy chaycholoy koshimoy lagiyelo. When the king is in his palace, in his house, he's in his palace, it's very hard to get in. How do you get in? You can't get in, you knock on the door, who are you? They throw you right out. Shalai kolish roi, umayrash shalavet ne'melech. Everyone is not worthy to come to the king. Ah, kasher melech noiseya v'derech. When he's traveling, korev ulochol harayt lagiyelo. Anyone can get close to him. He's traveling, you can come close to him. The 3 weeks is the beginning of this Shehamelech v'derech v'zeh hazman hamesugol l'skar v'Hashem Yisbarach. It is a time for us to come close to the Rebbein Shalom. Shekol roifel yisugul bein ha-metzorim. Whoever runs after the Rebbein Shalom will be masked the Rebbein Shalom in these days of bein ha-metzorim. V'hinei mikol elu ha-ma'amorim chazinan as goydel le'inyan shebasei ha-choyshech. From within the darkness, in the darkness is the hidden light. There's hidden light in the darkness. So he explains. We're going to explain what the inyan is over here. Apimayim maron ad mor beis avram. Sheyesh beis bechinah shel eis ratzon. There are two bechinahs of eis ratzon. We say it's under the eis ratzon. Now it's time to daven. Now is the time that the Rebbein Shalom is ready to listen to us. There's two types of Eis Ratzon, he says. Yesh Eis Ratzon, there's an Eis Ratzon, Kasha Yesh Leil HaMelech Ben Mutzlach V'Chocham. The king has a prince, a son, he's a Chocham, he's a wise person, he's successful, whatever he does, he's successful. The king always gets covered, and from the son's actions gets covered. Oh, that's the prince. That is ma'ir, makes the king into a good mood. Okay, and is eis ratzon by the king. There's another time that there's an ebichin of eis ratzon by the king. When the king has leilin or a child who's mentally challenged. She'ene mesugul lasis klum. He inherently can't do anything. V'hakol tzorach lasis b'shvilo. Everything has to be done for this child. Harei gam hu ma'ar es la'eis ratzon. That also is ma'ar es ratzon. Me'acha she'beladev harei yu obed. Because without it, this child is lost. She'levat ene moitzi etzel nafshem. And take kachmas orim alav rachem yamela. The king has tremendous rachem on this child also, because he can't fend for himself. I'm not talking about the child who's a bad child. Two types of Eis Ratzon. The Eis Ratzon of the king, of the prince, who's wonderful, and he's a chacham, and does a wonderful act, and never a child who's mentally challenged. And this Eis Ratzon of this child, Nebuch, who's mentally challenged, is even greater than the Ben that's Mutzlach. Because on his own he will be able to accomplish nothing. The king puts everything into this child. This is the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. It's a tremendous low level for Klal Yisrael. It did tremendous chatoim. The tremendous Eis Ratzon because of the amazing amount of rachmanis Rebbein Shalom has for Klal Yisrael because they're so low. We're unfortunately the mentally challenged children. Okay, from the great rachmanis Shemayim, the kruvim were hugging each other. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible massive. The Beis Hamikdash is being destroyed. Klal Yisrael did terrible chatoim. Why is the kruvim hugging each other? That's a tremendous love for the Rebbein Shalom to his children. They're mentally challenged. Rebbein Shalom had no choice but to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. But it's a tremendous Eis Ratzon. Okay, me goydel rach meshan ha'ikuv mo'in zeh b'zeh. Eis Ratzon goydel k'zeh yesh b'y ma'she'ein b'sha'ar mo'yedim. You have, it's greater than other mo'yedim. Sh'behem ha'yishov ma'jigosim ha'royi. When they were on a proper level. U'l'kach le'hoye yoyim mo'yed yishov k'yom sh'chor b'y Beis Hamikdash. Unbelievable words they say. It's unbelievable. Don't forget, when we say all this time we're talking about the Rebbein Shalom, who's the Rebbein Shalom? We say Avinu Malkeinu, all the Avinu Malkeinus. We're saying we start off Avinu. He's our father who also is the king, but the point is he's our father. It's not stam as you have, the king, we have a good relationship with him. With Bibanam Hashem Elokeichem. It says in the last mission in Yuma, Rabbi Akiva said, Lefnei Miyat Mimitar Mimitar Eschem, Avichem Shabashamayim. The point is who purifies us? Talking about Yom Kippur, when we get purified, but who is it? Avichem Shabashamayim, our Father in Shamayim. V'yesh Lai Me'oid, B'tam Advar. D'inei Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Ha'yibu B'chenes Bonim. We are children of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. There are three types of love that a father has for his child. When this son is with the father, he's in the palace together, the father has tremendous love for him. That's one level. When the son is far away, he's in a distant land, it's even greater love. The father has a tremendous desire to be with his son and he's not here. It's even greater the further away the son is, the greater the gaguim are. The greatest ahava, when the son is very sick, he needs surgery. He's a very sick person. He needs to have a tree chamas and nituach kosher. They need to do surgery on him. Lahatzlas chayak to save his life. Va'av hu araife, and the father's a doctor. He's going to have to cut open his child. His child is deathly ill. He needs a surgery to live, and the father's a doctor. He has to, the only way he can save his child is by doing, performing this surgery. He's torn with inside himself, the father. He's going to cut open his child. He's going to create tremendous pain for his child. He gets an even greater level of ahava for this child. You have a child, you pick up your child, and the child is screaming, and the child is in pain, and you're going to cause the pain. It creates an even greater ahava, geiser mekulana, from all the other love. Okay, inyan zeh yesh v'ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This is the ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. She ahava azo gedoyle b'li gevul b'li saif. There's no boundaries to this love, there's no end. When a father has to do surgery on his child, he says that's what's happening. That's what the churban bayis is. The time of the man of Churban. When this Peronius, when things, bad things are happening to Klal Yisrael, it's Ma'ira tremendous Ahava from the Rebbeinu Shalom on to his children Klal Yisrael. It seems to us like it's Midas Hadin, very harsh. No, he says, you want to know what the Churban Beis HaMikdash was? It was the surgery on Klal Yisrael to save them. That's what the Churban Beis was. V'davka b'shas ha-churban, nisayra b'pnimiyas ha-rachmanis v'ahava g'deyla b'yoysel ain't sheer. There's no sheer to this. You want to know why they were hugging each other? That's the greatest. From all the times when they hugged each other, through all the years in the Beis HaMikdash, there were times the Klal Yisrael were good, Klal Yisrael were not so good. When they were good, the Gemara Babash tells us they were hugging each other. When they weren't good, they weren't hugging each other. He says the greatest love, the greatest show, demonstration of a hava for the Rebbeinu Shlomo Klal Yisrael was by the Churban. Churban bayis, that was the greatest love. To reveal when it seemed harsh, we saw it, the Klal Yisrael saw it, the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed. That was from the outside, but from the inside, the greatest ahava that Rebbeinu Shlomo can show. That's why the Churban were hugging each other. It's a mayid. You want to know why Tisha B'Av is a mayid? Of course it's a sad time. Of course we have to mourn the Beis HaMikdash. And every year the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's our fault again. It's like it's burning now again. It's going to be burning on Tisha B'Av. We should be Zeichu. We shouldn't have a Tisha B'Av this year. But it's going to be, if we're not Zeichu, it's our fault it's not being rebuilt. So there's a mourning. But don't forget, it's a Hava. There's still a Hava. We have to mourn a proper mourning. A mourning tempered with the fact that we understand why the Rebbeinu Shalom did it. It's our fault and we have to come close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Call it a mayid. You know why it's a yomtiv on some level, even now? Because it shows the tremendous rachmanis the Baruch Shalom has for us. A goydel ahavas Hashem b'li gvul, or b'li soif shakuv morin zebedeh. From the straits, from the narrow, I call out to Hashem, Anoni b'merchav ka. The Baruch Shalom answers with great width. It means it spreads out. You want to know when is Mizgala the greatest light? When it gets very wide is when we're calling out from the narrow straits. When things are tough, everyone goes through tzaris. You should realize that Rebbeinu Shalom is with you. You should realize it's a havah. It's not fakir. The 22 days between the Bein HaMetzarim, 3 weeks we call it, is 22 days. It corresponds to the 22 days of Moed at the beginning of the year. These 22 days correspond to the beginning of the Yom Tovim until Simchas Torah, which is 22 days. They're days that we're supposed to come close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We start with Rosh Hashanah, we go to Yom Kippur, and then we sit beside. We sit in the shade of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We sit in the sukkah. Tremendous time for kervas. We always talk about kervas. Corresponds to the 22 days we're in now. Kemai came b'mei amitzarim to moon ha'aretz ha'goyel ha'adashem. It's hidden. We don't see it, but it's there. It's even greater light. Abichad ben zeh Tisha B'Av. What's Tisha B'Av connected? If we're going to count 22 days to 3 weeks. And the 22 days, what's the 22 days? Tisha B'Av is Simchas Torah. Connected Yom Simchas Torah, Shua Yom Ha'achon Shabtkubas Ha'mayadim. L'chayar is Simchas Torah, Wa Yom Tiv Ha'gadol. V'asameach V'yoseh Yisrael Yisrael. Yom Ha'yichud Men Kutcher Baruch V'Yisrael. We know that's the day with the Rebbeinu Shalom says for 8. We had the sukkah, we sat in the sukkah for 8 days, and the Rebbeinu Shalom says, one more day, stay with me. Shows tremendous ahava. Hugging each other. How could it be? Like the marshal we gave, a father's coming and doing surgery on his son. From the inside, it's like Simchas Torah. Tremendous ahava. Whoever runs after the Rebbeinu Shalom during these days, he finds the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is there. And it says what it says in the Sefer Ayiv Yisrael, the Shabbos Chazoin. We're going to have next week is Shabbos Chazoin. He says, "He has Shabbos Hagadol B'Yosim Mikol Shabbos Hashana." It's the greatest Shabbos of all the Shabbos of the year. Shelochay Yesh Lav Matami Nikra Shabbos Chazoin. Why is it called Shabbos Chazoin? Al Shem Chazoin Yishayahu. Yishayahu, he had a vision. If the whole point was to teichacha, to give Klal Yisrael Musar, then why is it nominated as Shabbos Hashem Chazoin Zeh? Why would you want to mess up a Shabbos Kane? Oh, Shabbos Chazoin. It's a Shabbos of a vision of Peronius. It doesn't sound very good. El Doloshin Chazoin Rumiz Gamal Nevuah Shel Besura. Ve'in Chazoin Yishayahu Shebo Nizgala Goydel Ahavas Hashem Yishol B'chol HaMatzavim. You want to know what the greatness of Chazoin of the Peronius, of what's happening? It's to show that even then, B'chol HaMatzavim, we're children of the Rebbeinu Shel, and He loves us. I raised the children, I gave them raimimus, and what did they do? They went against me. They're wicked children and they left me. They went away from Hashem. They destroy. They're still children. No matter what children do, they're still children. Even if they leave Hashem, they're still children in the Baruch Hashem. No matter what Rebbe says, we're called banim. Even when the father has to punish his child, his heart is he's ripped apart his inside of what he has to do to his child. And all of their, and no matter what matzah they're in. The more a person feels is margish, the Bernsham is away from that's when he's close. It's really calm what's happening now. We see in the 3 weeks what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. It's not to be believed. It's not to be believed. People, sometimes they get sucked into this, the Iron Dome that's defending Eretz Yisrael, the Iron Dome, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But it's terrible massive. The death toll is going up. Le'olenu Rachmanu L'tzlan, it should stop. But it's unbelievable. The thing that I'm... from everything that I'm trying to grapple and try to learn from this, it's a message to all of us. I'm trying to understand what is going on. It's like you read these things about what's happening. There's already been thousands of rockets shot in, that went into that was launched into Eretz Yisrael. The IDF, they've already knocked out, I think they said thousands already of rockets before they got launched into Eretz Yisrael. Well, where do they have all these rockets? It's amazing. They have thousands. They say they have 10,000 rockets. Gaza is the poverty level they say there is tremendous in Gaza. Why? Because every time there's any money that goes into Gaza, these Rishon, the Hamas, they take the money, and what do? They get they're busy with rockets. For years, since the last time that Eretz Yisrael went in there and they did the same type of thing they're doing now, they've been building up. What's the pshat? What are we supposed to learn from that? We say, as someone makes a siyum, they say, Anu Amelim Behem Amelim. We are Omo and they are Omo. Anu Amelim Makabusha, Behem Amelim Makabusha. We're Omo, we're Omo and Taira, we get Schar for it. The Mepharshim explain that, not Vehema Melon. Let's say someone's going to make a shoe. And they sit there and they stop making a shoe and they don't finish making the shoe. They can't sell it, it's worthless. And until you have a shoe, you have nothing to sell. Onu Amelim, if we're Omo and we learn the toil and Taira, even if we don't have a complete product and we don't finish the Mesechta, we still get Schar. They explain. For years I used to wonder, what's Pshat? Who cares? Who cares? Hey, Mamelin! Honor Mamelin Kamaskar! Honor Watson, the Hey, Honor Watson! Why are we discussing him? Who cares about him? In Parshas Bullock, we see at length what happened to Bilam. Rabbeinu Bachki says, he doesn't understand. He says, the biggest lesson to learn is that you have Bilam, the donkey starts talking to him, and he answers the donkey. He doesn't stop for a second to think, one second, is a donkey talking to me? Maybe I should start rethinking my plans. Doesn't even deter him one bit. What's the pshat? The pshat is that Bilam and Balak, they were Rishon, but they had a melus. They were so focused on their job, they wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, they wanted to get rid of Klal Yisrael. A melus of focus of not to be believed. The Hamas, they're so focused. For the last X amount of years, since the last time that Israel went in there, they've been building rockets. Why? Because they have a tremendous hatred for Klal Yisrael, and this is their goal. That's their amelus. What are we supposed to learn? We're supposed to learn that we have to be amel to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that fact. That's what we have to do. What should we learn from this? That the same way they can be busy and building rockets, and that's their life? Their life was taken over for the last X amount of years of building rockets. And I got a few more dollars. I heard that Kerry just sent $40 million of aid. Huh? $47 million. What do you think they... Unless they now knock out Hamas is going to get hold of that money and they're going to build more rockets. That's what's going to happen. happen because they're so focused. We have to work on being focused. Today we have the cell phones and the this and that. We can't stay focused on anything. We have to stay focused on Melus and our Avodas Hashem. That's what we have to learn from this. We have to realize what's happening here. It's unbelievable. You think about it. It's amazing. It says in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayar Yaakov Moed Vayitzel. Yaakov Avinu got scared. How do we understand that? Yaakov Avinu, from the three of us, got scared. We know that you have the Hanukkah time, we had the Maccabees. It says, I believe it's, I don't know if it was either 12, but there was a handful of Maccabees against tremendous army against them, and they won, and they had a Ruach Gevurah. They went with strength, they weren't scared. We're gonna go fight. There was no, you listen to the tapes from all the rabbi speakers, you know, but they ran, there's no fear. And Yaakov Avinu, the other HaKadoshim had fear. What's the pshat? The pshat is that the Pasuk Torah is teaching us, what Yaakov Avinu is teaching us, is that even when we don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't give us that Ruach Gevurah, we have to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there too. Yaakov Avinu got scared was that there was no Ruach Gevurah. But Yaakov Avinu still did what he still did as Avodas Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam made it easier for the Chashmonaim. He made it easier that they had the Ruach Gevurah. But Yaakov Avinu teaches us that even in the darkness, when the things are dark, people are never, we have so many tzaras, Klal Yisrael, between all the things that are happening, people being sick, what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, we're in the 3 weeks now, people could say darkness, where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? People questioned the Ribbono Shel Olam during the Nazis, the Yimach Shemam V'Zichrom, that where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? You don't see them. You don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. In the greatest darkness, that's where the greatest light stands. The Kruvim are hugging each other. That's what we're supposed to be learning from this. So an interesting story. It's a little bit long-winded, but I'm going to read it anyways. Apparently it's a children's book, a little children's book. I think this is the whole book, I'm not sure. But I think there's a lot to learn from it. I never knew this story till today, but here we go. Once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. Don't get lost over here, alright? It's a little bit... So he said to his mother, I am running away. If you run away, said his mother, I will run after you, for you are my little bunny. If you run after me, said the little bunny, I will become a fish in the trout stream, and I will swim away from you. His mother said, if you become a fish in a trout stream, I will become a fisherman, and I will fish for you. The bunny responded, if you become a fisherman, I will become a rock on the mountain high above you. His mother responded, if you become a rock on the mountain high above me, I will become a mountain climber and I will climb to where you are. The bunny responded, if you become a mountain climber, I will be a crocus in a hidden garden. The mother responded, if you become a crocus in the hidden garden, I will be a gardener and I will find you. If you are a gardener and find me, said the little bunny, I will be a bird and fly away from you. And they keep on going and going. Closer to the end. There's a few more things here. Probably nice with little pictures of what's happening here. If you become a little boy and run into a house, said the mother bunny, I will become your mother and catch you in my arms and hug you. Shucks, said the bunny, I might just as well stay where I am and be your little bunny. And so he did. Have a carrot, said the mother bunny. That's how the story ends. What do we learn from this story? This bunny keeps on running away from his mother. He's in her face. He's going against her, saying, I'm going to run away from you. But the mother bunny will always look for her child, no matter what. I think this is what David HaMelech is saying in Tehillim. Kapitel Kuf Lametes, Posig Zayin. Ona eilech meiruchecha. Where can I eilech meiruchecha? Can I go from your ruach? Va'ona mipanecha evrach. And where from your presence can I flee? in Esach Shemayim, if I go up to Shemayim, if I ascend to Shemayim, Sham Ata, there you are, the Rebbeinu Shalom. Vatsiya She'ol Hinecha. And if I make my bed in the She'ol Tachtis, in the lowest depths of the world, Hinecha. Behold, you're there. Esa Kanfei Shacha, were I to take up wings of dawn, Eshkena Ba'achris Yam, were I to dwell in the distant Yam, Gam Shom Yodcha Tancheni, also there your hand would guide me, V'sei Chazeni Yeminecha, and you're going to grasp me with your right hand. Another statement to Hillel. No matter what the matzav is, of what's happening, the tzaris that Klal Yisrael are going through, we have to realize that it's a lesson from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is doing surgery on us. Halavai wouldn't need surgery, but that's what we need. We need surgery. But the Rebbeinu Shalom is our father. We don't want to compare him to a bunny, but the Rebbeinu Shalom is our father. He's our father in Shemayim. He's looking out for us. All the things that are happening, you should realize it's all for our good. It says in the Gemara in Gittin, Titus, a Rasha, he went and he stabbed the Gidef, he stabbed the Pereiches, the Nasa Nase of the Gemara and the Nun Vavam and Bezin Gittin, the Hoya Dam, the Vatsves, the Yoitze, Ukasava Haragis Atzmoy. A Nase happened and Titus thought he killed the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what he thought. A Rasha, he thought, he took Shnemar, and then what did he do? Machar forgot. He started cursing the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Ben Ishchai asks, I don't understand. Anes, Kasha, Eich Kari Yodav Azeh, Ash Yotzim, and the Chil Shem Shemayim B'Shem Nes. It's the Chil Shem Shemayim. Titus HaRasha goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he takes a sword, he stabs the Pereich, and blood comes out. He says, the Pereich must be the God, I just killed him. It's a Chil Hashem. A nace, he says, a nace is a miracle. Nace, Gadol HaYashon, Hanukkah is a nace. The miracle happened. There were nisim by the Mitzrayim when we left Mitzrayim. Miracles. It's a positive connotation. Something good happens. Baruch Hashem makes a miracle, and things are good for us. This is a Chil Hashem. He says, what is this lashon of a nace? Doesn't make sense. He says, nearly b'siyata d'shmaya, mishum sheyotza midavazeh toiva gedolah liYisrael, shenitzolu min akloya machmas davazeh. This was a tremendous nace. You want to know why? It was a tremendous toiva that Baruch Shalom did. Why? Because it saved Klal Yisrael from destruction. L'kach kareyar sibashem nace. That's why it's called a nace. L'kach Yisrael hu nace toivasam. How so? He goes through, he gives a chashbon that had he been a mevadid ois rosh avishoy macharif megad bilvava, even though this rosh titos, he was cursing the Rebbeinu Shalom in his heart, but how you might seem appear chirav v'gid of chafamai, he didn't say anything against the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ki he yore la'atzmai, he was scared. He didn't want to. Om namacha shenasa dova shayidam mevadid ois od nizgora, v'ruchay haitzik sil, v'gila rosh lavavai b'chutz, v'gila svasab, if we wouldn't have cursed the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Ben Ishchai says in the Ben Yehuda, that it would have been that Klal Yisrael should have been destroyed. Because the fact that he was actually doing the terrible things in the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael already did it. Klal Yisrael already disrespected the Rebbeinu Shalom. They already did Averis. And the fact that he was going in to do it wouldn't have made it worse. If not for the blood coming out of the Pereches, and therefore Titus became a big Baal Gaiva, and therefore he said, I'm going to now curse the Rebbeinu Shalom. He had it in his heart the whole time. But until he said it, he couldn't be touched. Because he wasn't doing anything Klapei Shemayah. But once he started cursing the Rebbeinu Shalom, now he deserved to get punished. That's what saved Klal Yisrael. So from the worst things, when we see, if someone will listen to the story, and you hear how this Titus HaRasha took a sword and poked a hole in the Pereches and blood came out, you'd say, why would the Rebbeinu Shalom make a nace like that? It's almost as if like you're giving him kayach to continue, but fakhet! That was the biggest nace, that was the title for Klal Yisrael. They say there was a nace with, in World War II, that there was someone, apparently it was, he was trying to, I forgot the exact story, but something to the effect of that there was a soldier who wanted to kill him, and he said something about, like, he made some sort of like comment, like, if you can grow hair on your palm, I'll let you live. And the guy opens up his hand, and there on his palm is hair growing out. And the soldier let him leave, he ran away, and he saved some Muhammad. Years before that, a tractor trailer drove over his hand, and he needed to get some sort of surgery to put it back together again, and that's why the hair grew over there. It looked like a horrible thing when it happened to him. Could you imagine, like, Aleinu, his hand got chopped, and he had to put on something else, and he took a graft from skin from somewhere else, and then he sees hair growing on his palm? He'd be like, oh my, Nebuch, what's your Baruch Hashem doing to me? But that's what saved his life. He didn't see it till then. We can't always see it. So these are stories where we can see it and we can understand it. But we have to know what's true. Even when we can't see it, even when it's not in front of our eyes, the Rebbeinu Shalom is our Father and He's always watching over us. We should be zeichah to see the ultimate geula. We shouldn't have Tisha B'Av this year. Tisha B'Av should have to be like it's cool. A Moed Karei Light should be called a Yom Tov. We should be zeichah to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash.